Hey y'all, and thank you for joining us on the Royal Flush. You already know, I'm Gregory Britt. Find me on Instagram at BURB3RRY_BRIWT. We got Apollo in here. Say what up, Apollo.
Yo, what's going on?
And we got Kane on here. Somewhere on here.
Hey y'all.
And tonight, you know, we doing the usual shit. We reviewing albums and shit. And what we talking about first? Oh, nah, first thing we wanted to talk about tonight was definitely LeBron. We gotta shout him out. Even though I don't really fuck with his sneakers like that, except for the Crocs.
Applause.
Yeah, I gotta give him applause for that.
Applause.
Cause to build in that school, the I Promise School for the underprivileged youth, or I guess you say more underperforming youth than underprivileged.
Yeah, cool. At risk. I think that it was at risk. That
there
was
you go. That's a better.
Parents too, because he's getting the parents jobs in the school.
That's word. Like, I didn't know that part.
Free tuition.
And they give you a bike shit. Or some shit.
Yeah, and I think like a laptop or an iPad or something like that.
Yeah, free transportation within 2 miles of the shit.
Yeah, okay. It's a great, great opportunity for a lot of kids.
I'm about to move my family out here for the LeBron bike, bro.
Just for the bike?
For the bike.
Yeah. I'm about to move to Ohio, send my kids to that school. Bike.
You know how much that bike's probably worth? If you don't ride it or nothing? Crazy. But yo, how come Michael Jordan never did this shit?
Well, see, this is the thing, man. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Jordan's a dickhead. And this is well known. He's been a dickhead. Doesn't give a damn about nobody else but himself. And that's always who he's been. He won't change. I mean, recently, as of 2017... he donated like $7 million to like hospitals and something in the Charlotte area, which is dope. But it seems as though Jordan making moves now has been prompted by everybody saying that he never does shit. So now he just does shit because people don't think he does shit.
He doesn't do anything. Not a goddamn thing, but I think. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, because I grew up in the era of Jordan and seeing LeBron, I think LeBron's better than Jordan.
What do you mean better?
He's better than Jordan.
Okay.
Politically, like personal views, LeBron's better than Jordan because of shit like this. This is some shit Jordan should have did when he was in the league. You know what I mean? Yeah, get that nigga Jordan the fuck out of here, man. Jordan needs a flush. Yeah.
All right, now I'm one to believe that Jordan is a different player than LeBron, which is why I can't say that LeBron is better than Jordan, or vice versa. It's just the way I look at it is if they're two different styles of players and they both were successful, then they did what worked for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately for LeBron, he's fighting against Jordan's legacy, and Jordan never lost in the finals. So it's like he's never gonna win that argument, unfortunately, because of that stat. You know what I mean? Like, no one's ever gonna be able to do that unless they go undefeated in the finals. You know what I mean? Like, Jordan has lost plenty of times throughout his career before reaching the finals. But every time he reached the finals, he never lost. He was 6-0, which is like a record that basketball is different than football as well, because football is like you literally need a whole team to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tom Brady can't win the whole game for the Patriots. You know what I mean? Like, he could do all he can, throw 500 yards, but if the defense don't play up to par, they will lose. That's that. Basketball is different. You got one player that plays both sides of the floor. You know what I'm saying? So a lot is predicated on what that one player brings to a team. So, I mean, it's when you talk about style of player, you know, like Larry Bird said, if you want to win, you would go with a Kobe Jordan kind of player. You want to have fun, you go with LeBron, because LeBron's going to make the game fun for you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody likes playing with Jordan or Kobe. You know what I mean? Like, these are just facts. But they won. So, it's like,
how about,
you know what I mean?
Your president,
Trump?
Yeah, he was tweeting about LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about some dumb shit. But years ago, he was bigging up LeBron, you know what I mean? Trying to talk to him and shit like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's sad that the president became, it's sad that we put somebody in this office to do shit like this.
Well, this is the thing with this whole shit. I feel like Donald Trump wanted, first of all, he's been avoiding LeBron for a long time.
Yeah.
Everybody jumps. He jumps at anybody else the moment they say his name. But LeBron went as far as to call him a bum, and this man never said anything. You know what I'm saying? So this is just him saying something because he doesn't want to be looked at somebody that's scared of anybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he's never, all these other times, anybody else that says anything about Trump, he's right on Twitter, like 4 minutes later, like, if that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, not to get political and all that shit. How is that working for him? Because a majority of the people I see, even supporters of him at one point, are like, yo, like, you're a little bit too mouthy with shit like that. Like, you're supposed to be in a professional manner when you're considered a president. You're not supposed to act like this.
He's an idiot.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, he's unprofessional. That's the very point. You know what I'm saying? He's just unprofessional. I swear, if he shut his mouth, his image would be completely different. Like, if he just didn't talk and didn't tweet, had somebody run his Twitter, only time you saw him talk is when he was on TV and he didn't say nothing, no dumb shit, he would be a completely different person in the country's eyes.
But realistically, he did shit that no president has done for a while with that, at all, with that North Korea shit, meeting the dude and all that. And that's different, yeah. But because of who he is on the Twitter and all that, and outspoken, you don't look at it as like that.
I mean, but at the end of the day, Dennis Rodman been there, so it's like, is it really an accomplishment if Dennis Rodman get in there? No, Dennis Rodman ain't shit.
It's an accomplishment because that dictator liked Dennis Rodman. He wanted Dennis Rodman to come out and play for him. Like, he brought him out there. And Dennis Rodman said he's never going to get in the political views with him because that's his friend. You know what I mean?
Who knows what Denzel Washington, fucking Dennis Rodman went out there.
He been going out there. He been going out there for a minute.
I know
that he said that that's his friend and he's not talking about political views or his friend's job. That's his friend. He's got nothing to do. You know what I mean? The last thing he wants is somebody to ask him about his job when they're both trying to be friendly with each other, trying to just hang out.
Yo, you seen that Michael Jordan had, like, kind of publicly endorsed LeBron after that tweet went out from Donald Trump?
I thought that was kind of lame,
too, because he doesn't really speak on anything, but it's just because his name was mentioned that he was like, you know, oh, I support LeBron. But that shit was kind of stupid, too, because it's just like, you know.
Well, this is the second time. It's less lame to me this time, because the first time was more lame. It was, I think it was like 2 years ago, when he had, like, spoke out about what's going on with the black kids getting killed by the police and shit like that. That was the first time he's ever really truly spoke out about issues regarding the African-American community. And then it was lame because it was at a time where that was when, you remember when LeBron, Carmelo, Chris Paul, D-Wade, they were doing that thing at the ESPYs or some shit when they was just, you know what I mean? I forgot what it was when they were talking about, you know, the shit that was happening at that time.
I don't remember, but.
That was the, it was, yeah, it was something that they were doing together. They was on stage. I forgot what award it was. Might have been the ESPYs. But it was regarding what was going on with the police shootings and all of that. And they were taking a stand and everything. And that was the only time Jordan ever stepped up. Because it was like, everybody was calling him out. Like, yo, why are you not stepping up? Then it was more lame to me. This time is less lame because I feel like now he's just keeping up with his behavior. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just has to do it because he already previously said something. Yeah, because before, he never, ever, ever, ever stepped foot into anything.
Never. He's always but now, quiet, all of a sudden, which is why I'm saying it's kind of lame that you're just now saying something after all of these police shootings and all this stuff has happened and all these kids buy your sneakers. They probably getting shot with your sneakers on type shit. And you don't even say really anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you...
Man, I'm still waiting for him to mention the kids getting... I don't know if he did, if he ever did before, but I was waiting for him to say something about the kid that had died while he was, you know, in line waiting for his...
Never, kid. Never said nothing. You'll never hear a response, you know what I'm for
saying?
That.
So,
which is crazy.
That's the type of shit.
What's good? Next topic.
With his yellow red ass eyes for no reason. That nigga always look blazed. All he do is smoke cigars.
Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan.
Nigga must get bag jaundice or some shit.
So, yo, y'all heard? No, y'all ain't hear that LMA trip track. Oh, y'all don't mind Kane and his pussies. If you hear it in the background, his pussies haven't gotten none in how many days? Like 15 days and counting. And they just they going in right now. So my bad, y'all. But that LMA track trip, I think they're predicting that it's going to do really well. I don't really know how I feel about it yet. I know it's about to be cupping season. I had this this conversation with this girl earlier, and she was like, you know, it's about to be cupping season, so I think, you know, it's going to do really well. But I think she's going to end up being like Young M.A., where they put, like, a pop hit out at first for her, but that really wasn't her vibe. So now she's going to slow down or try and slow the momentum down, and she's not going to get as much success. And I think it's going to... stunt her growth a little bit. Not stunt her growth, but it's gonna set her back a second. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not gonna get as much success as she did for the other one. I think people still gonna be looking for her, but it's just the song's vibe is totally it's night and day. It's two totally different songs.
Is this the
boot up chick? Yep, she did an actual R&B, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's not the same vibe at all. Damn, it's not the same. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers be fucking niggas' careers.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have to have that same kind. She should have followed up with another popish song, and then, you know, for the rest of her album, then yeah. But her next single should have been another pop song. I think that's where her team just fails her. But they'll learn. You know what I'm saying? It's a give and take. But at the same time, boot up. You know, hit the charts running. It was kind of like that Alicia Keys joint back in the day where we heard Fallen everywhere. It was everywhere. You remember that shit? It was just like you were in stores and shit, and you heard it. It was, like, in elevators and just everywhere. It was just, like...
Is that the song that it's on?
Boot Up? That's been the song for, like, I don't know how many months now.
Right? Since last year, right?
Mad months has been.
That's the song of the year. Then.
Yeah, fuck she it. Has to get an award for it. If she doesn't get... If that girl gets an award again, what was her name? Alicia Cara. If she comes out of nowhere and gets an award instead of this girl this year, I'm going on stage myself and pulling a Kanye.
See, all right. Now listen, Alicia Cara is dope. Let's not fuck her.
She can sing.
She's dope, but she just didn't deserve that award. in my opinion, not because her album wasn't good, but because the shit was like a year and a half, 2 years old.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that was fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, she definitely, I don't know. That's, in my opinion, I'm like, you don't, are you really counting like 2-3 year old
albums? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody better come out of nowhere and Alicia Cara her, because that shit, this song has been here for a minute now. Like, it's, I'm tired of hearing this shit. And then everybody did the remixes late for whatever reason. So now the remixes is surfing, but it's
Fab
like
the, surfacing. The best remix.
Yeah. That took forever.
Only one I heard was fucking Nicki's, because they kept playing that shit, and that shit got on my nerves.
You know.
Yo, what's happening to Nicki?
Yo. She's struggling right now. You seen she was on, I don't know if y'all watch Black Ink, but she was on Black Ink Chicago recently, and she got this little ass tattoo to, like, you know, act like she was going there to get a tattoo and shit. But it was just like, you know, they played her song at the end of the episode, and I was like, damn, she just did that shit because that's how you know your fan base is dwindling. You know you can't go on Love and Hip Hop because niggas are going to roast you. So the only thing you could do to get another fan base was go on Black Ink. Niggas will roast you if you go on Love and Hip Hop because they'll know at that point that you know that your career is done. Like, you can't. You can't come back from that now. Like, what you doing on Love and Hip Hop, Nicki?
Yo, her luck has been fucked up recently. Like, everything that she's trying to, like, the H&M shit, that fucked up.
Yo, was bad. Did Cardi B ruin Nicki Minaj? How Nicki Minaj ruined Lil Kim?
No. I don't think Cardi ruined Nicki Minaj. I just think Nicki Minaj is already fallen. And then she tried to fight the rise of somebody else while she was falling.
It didn't help.
It just put her fucking fall on front.
Cardi B was basically like the alley oop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like to the end of her career. It was like, you know, she got the pass, and it was just, you know, that easy.
If Cardi never came, would Nicki still be falling right now as deep as it is? I mean,
I don't know though.
Hell yeah.
I think
yes, because I'm gonna tell you why. She was falling by the time she started dating
Meek.
Before that.
Yes, that's when that was right after she started falling. Mainly because everybody knows Safari wasn't writing her shit anymore. So of course you got to go through a shit. Yeah, I mean, like, of course I don't think he was writing every single track. But when you have somebody in the studio with you to help you with your process every single time you make a song, more likely than not, you're going to miss their presence when it comes to creating music. That's just how shit goes, especially when you use their point of view so often. You know what I'm saying? Naturally, you could, because if you listen to Safari's song now, if you listen to any of his songs, you can tell that he was involved in Nicki's music. You know what I'm saying? You can just hear it in the mannerism. But that's neither here nor there. We never proved any of that, right? So let's just say, ever since then, her career has been different. Maybe the relationship, her losing Safari, messed her up, and then she hasn't been putting out quality work ever since then. You know what I mean?
She ain't been putting out quality work ever since that Starship shit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The thing is that she started going pop. And then now she's trying to jump back rap. And it's like, nah, we already got used to you doing your pop shit. Get out of here.
She started off pop too, though. That's the thing too. When she came out, her mixtapes were rap. The first album was pop.
She was a full pop though. She was still with Wayne and Drake. So they were also aiding in a lot. They were also in the studio with her too, but, you know, a lot of her shit, obviously. You know what I'm saying? So that was a totally different time period for her with that. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Like you said, at the Starships, shit started sinking because it was like the rap side of her wasn't really popping.
Starship was horrible.
But so by the time Nicki came, she was already like dropping. She was already falling.
Anaconda was horrible,
yo. Yeah, that was bad.
Yo.
God. Yeah, that was a horrible time frame.
Yo, but I mean, Nicki's gonna, I don't know. I don't know if Nicki's ever gonna be able to get her shit together. She's running out of time. I think she's running out of fan base.
The album comes out this month.
Yeah, I don't. What's your prediction? She's going triple wood on that one?
No, I think she's going to sell, but she ain't doing.
She ain't over, doing old Nicki numbers.
She ain't doing 50. She ain't doing 50,000. She ain't doing that.
I'm telling you right now, she's going to do numbers just because people are going to want to hear what the fuck she got.
I think
that's it. Because you know how this shit goes now, man. This shit is cheap.
What?
You got 5 billion people streaming your song because they want to hear who you are.
Chun-Li didn't bust out like you thought it would.
Doesn't matter.
But it's been streaming for months. Those stats still count towards her album. It's been streaming for months now.
Yeah, it still counts towards her album. Other you know what I'm saying? So she's still going to be coming out talking about, yeah, I'm a platinum artist.
What was that other joint called?
She didn't hit platinum at all.
Chun-Li and what was the other one? You remember?
No.
She hit platinum.
Yeah.
Because even the Ariana Grande couldn't even save her for the second single.
What was the other shit from Chun-Li?
It's Bed. Is it Bed? I think it's called with Ariana Grande, where she's in the beach and shit. See, you didn't even watch the video. That's how trash the shit is.
Man,
yo, I really don't mean to be disrespectful, but I really don't.
I'm leaving Nicki where she is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, flush Nicki. I'm gonna push back another week.
It's getting
triple wood.
Oh shit! Now that shit gonna sell. She gonna go gold.
Nah,
maybe. I don't know.
This is gonna go gold for sure. Just off GP. If it hit platinum, she lucky as a motherfucker.
Wayne can't even go gold right now.
There's a lot of reasons.
Nigga, Wayne can't even go to the studio.
Yeah, we not going. Nah, I'm leave Wayne.
No, hold on. Real question. Carter 5, because now he's able to drop it. Is this going to be old material or is he going back in the booth?
I had asked that a couple of, what you call it?
I hope that it's old material.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was saying, Joe.
But why, though? Because that joint because he dropped in December wasn't all that bad.
Wayne now? I don't think Wayne now could do it.
Yeah, but I know, man. Listen, I saw Wayne perform at Summer Jam. He's not the same. He's not the same. I don't know what it was, but visually, the eye test don't lie. You know,
he said the eye test.
You can't explain it. The eye test don't motherfucking lie. Wayne is not the same Wayne. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's Wayne. He's always going to be Lil Wayne. But in terms of something was just off.
Because of the label issue?
And I wasn't the only person that said shit. No, I'm talking about mentally.
Yeah, label issues could have did that to him.
I really think he... Nah, I think it was more health, bro. Because we've known over the years, since Wayne hasn't been putting out music, how many documented times he's been in the hospital.
Yeah, epilepsy and shit. Seizures and shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. But that's what I mean. Not to shit on him, because let's be honest, from 05 to like 09, that was my favorite fucking rapper. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. There was nothing Wayne put out that I didn't memorize, because that was my motherfucking nigga. I don't know how it happened, but Wayne was fucking wild. But now... Yo, he's not there.
When No Ceilings 2 came out, and I was like, yo, because No Ceilings is fire. When No Ceilings 2 came out, I'm like, yo, this shit is trash. I hope he doesn't continue, you know how the Drop 3 was fire. So I was like, I hope he doesn't bring the Drop 4 and then make it trash, because you're kind of ruining the series.
Man, Wayne, those mixtapes. Those mixtapes really did him in dirty, because he was dropping them so crazy that, see, this is the thing about those mixtapes. A lot of them, it was Wayne doing Wayne. Wayne was always Wayne, and that's why we loved Wayne. But it was a lot of the songs that was out at that time. You know what I'm saying? That's why those shits hit so hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say that I'm gonna ride with my motherfucking niggas. And like, you remember that fucking... That beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's not, since then, there hasn't been a plethora of production during that as it was at that time period, yo. Like, all of those BT picked was fucking crazy, yo. Production was going off at that time period. But Wayne with the drugs and then going back and forth with the label shit, it's just he started losing the hunger or the drive for the shit. You know what I'm saying? And you could hear it. The shit just, like you said, from No Ceilings to No Ceilings 2. Ooh, the drop was crazy.
Yeah, sad, man. Give me Wayne a flush. I heard Wayne dropping that fucking Carter 5 this year. So.
I hope so.
I'm already giving it a flush.
I want some Wayne music, man.
That's not fucked up.
I want some Wayne music. I just don't want it to be whack.
You usually drop, like, the with this cheat code, you usually drop a single at least almost a year before the album drop. We're in August now. He dropped a single anytime soon. Album's trash.
What kind of logic?
I don't know, yo. He be on some shit sometimes.
No, only bigger artists can do that. Beyonce could drop this Friday, 100 million, sell out. Only bigger artists can do that. Wayne could drop Friday and no single. He ain't doing no numbers he would do. He need a single. He need Drake to sing on a single, bring him back, and then he need another single.
Drake to sing on a single.
First of all, if Wayne was smart, he would wait until the winter time to drop anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drop shit until November if I was Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Mainly because Drake got the whole fucking summer locked down anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I think Travis too. Though.
You don't. Travis gonna have the fall lockdown.
Yeah,
possibly. For sure. I mean, I guess we can jump into that. How did y'all like the fire. Travis album?
Fire.
I'm giving it five.
Five
fucking flames. Yeah.
Five out of five. No. I take. No. 4.3 flames.
4.3. All right, what you giving it, Kane?
Me? I'm giving it 7 flames, 7 out of 5 flames.
Come on, out of five?
7 out of 5 flames. I mean, it's more than you can't do more than five.
This is preposterous.
It's really good. It's not Rodeo, but it's definitely a continuation of Rodeo. It was really good. I was...
Rodeo or Bird Singing the Trap? Rodeo or Birds Singing the Trap?
I was hands down better than Birds in the Trap. Hands down, this album's better than that.
No. Rodeo or
which Birds one I prefer? Trap. Oh, Rodeo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Birds in the Trap. Birds in the Trap was a mixtape. Some of those shits don't need to be on that. It was good, but this. Definitely better than that.
But yeah. I know what you mean.
This was better than that.
Stop trying to be.
That's
God
my shit too.
Shit.
I like that one.
Oh my god, that shit is my fucking song. That fucking harmonica. Oh my god, I never liked the harmonica.
I like that he sampled Goody Mob on that one song. 5%, I think it is. Goody Mob, cell therapy or some shit. The one with the piano. Dun, 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 dun. That's Goody Mob. Like a bunch of shit was strictly down South Houston sounding. It was really good. Like he brought it back for them.
So he don't fuck with Kanye.
I was gonna say that because I was really anticipating that Watch song on the album, and I was like, because him and Uzi went in, Travis and Uzi went in. So I was like, yo, you know what? If Kanye wasn't on this song would be fucking fire. But Kanye's verse on that shit was trash in the first place. On that Watch
song. On what?
I know you heard the Watch song. Look at my Rollie. Look at your Rollie. You didn't hear that song? Nah, that nigga's bugging.
Yeah, look at your Rollie. Look at my Rollie. That's a smart face, this a big face, she can't see my room, fuck her in the hallway.
You didn't hear Travis Scott Watch?
That shit. It's called Watch, you said?
Yeah, How long ago it come out?
2 months.
Hello?
I would probably have to hear it. Yo, I probably ignored that shit, tell you truthfully, if it sounds stupid.
Probably because it said Kanye on it.
Wait, what is it called? What is it called? Watch?
Watch, yeah. With Lil Uzi.
It's not on this one. Why did I not see this shit?
Watch.
Think is that extended version? Yo, what song was on here, though, where it was clearly a Kanye verse? But it was Travis Scott. But it was clearly a Kanye verse.
On this album?
Yes.
I mean, Kanye don't write rhymes, so how is it a Kanye verse?
See, this is what I'm saying, though. See, this is why I said that. This is what I'm saying. So
I know what you're saying.
This is my thing. Who is Kanye West?
Here I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying because luckily Sci High is a bigger artist and actually is getting a lot of writing credit. Mm-hmm. But on like 4 or 5 of those songs, Sci High has been involved writing wise. And I know Sci High wrote the entire verse. There's no way he's just going to give a couple bars. He wrote that entire verse.
For what?
Sci High.
No, for who?
Oh, for Travis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on the album.
See, so is Travis good music?
Nah. He's Grand Hustle.
He's Grand Hustle.
Yeah.
But he's still cool with Kanye?
I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't hear no Kanye beat.
No Kanye feature. Yo, this fucking bromance confuses the shit out of me. Let's just be honest with you. I don't know what kind of relations Travis Scott and Kanye West had, but there was clearly a lot of fucking relations between these niggas. I'm not talking about no homo shit, but musically. You know what I'm saying? So, who fucking is writing for... Yo, I can't... Sometimes I can't tell. I hear Kanye sometimes, and I hear Travis in Kanye's song, but it's Travis, fucking Kanye's voice. Then Travis, I hear the same shit vice versa.
Travis did a lot of Yeezy, the Yeezy album. The Yeezys? Travis did a lot of writing.
Right,
the Yeezys
he did that. But, I mean, dating back, though, he's been working with Kanye since Kanye was with Amber.
Well, Amber even said it, too, that Travis wrote a majority of his shit.
Stop playing, niggas. I used to fuck. Stop.
Quincy, I didn't do this. I swear.
But wait. Why don't we play? Hold on.
Yeah, play that shit.
Why don't we play the nigga that writes his songs for the other nigga.
Oh, wow.
Travis Scott, let's go.
Oh, you want to play some more Travis Scott, huh?
Let's go.
Let's play some more Travis. She said, yo, Trav. Yo, I don't know what you did.
Let's go.
Like, was that my Dark Twisted Fan? No, that was before that.
No, that was before that. He wrote... I think he wrote some shit on that. Sci was on that, Pusha T. Basically, all these writers build Kanye, and I don't like talking about Kanye every fucking episode. But yeah, but they all do that shit. They all made him. Voltron.
So anyway, I'm giving this shit 4.3 out of 5 flames.
Seven flames. I'm going to give him the flame.
I thought we was going out of 5, though.
7.5 out of 5 flames.
What? I'm going to give him like a 3.
Nah,
you're bugging.
Nah, because you know what? I just felt like that shit was mostly beats. And it wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? It was a nice little vibe or whatever. But I really wasn't listening to half the shit he said. Because it was like he was talking about coke and that shit what he did with Drake. It was just like, I know y'all saying Sicko Drake was subbing. Yeah, I was just like, eh. You know,
I didn't think it was a hot track, but it was a very confusing song.
They should have had transitions between the beats, yo, truthfully.
Yo, I was thinking that. It was just like some, it's just the way they cut it, like from song to song, it's just like it, maybe if they had not changed the way the playlist was, I guess, or just, well, I don't know.
I think it was actually multiple, like 3 songs that he probably chopped those 3 songs into that.
don't know, man. I just felt like there were some songs that I really fuck with, but I just
there was
felt
three
like...
different producers on that beat, so you know it was like it wasn't intentional. That was probably like a last minute thing, like, yo, we ain't got no fucking bars for this shit. Chop it up, make it one song. Yeah.
Listen, I don't know.
But shout out to
I ain't gonna front. I think the first half of the first couple songs made it hard for me to get into the album. And I'm not gonna front. I was kinda disappointed at first. And then it started to catch a rhythm after that.
Let me shout out Take Keith real quick.
Who?
Take Keith, man. Take Keith. Fuck these niggas up, yo. That nigga's beats. It's the same shit, but it's fire, yo. And Tay Keep's the one that did the Block Boy, JB Block Boy shit, Look Alive. He did Nonstop. He did Sicko Mode. So you can hear the same. He's got one sound, and it's the same shit, but this beats is fire, though. Just want to say that. I mean, flush me for that. Flush me, fuck it.
You said flush you for that?
Flush me for that. I already said shout out. Y'all niggas gave me a fucking brief pause and shit. Like, yo.
I was trying to let you have your moment. I was trying to let you have your, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
my
you know,
only moment is get the strap.
Man. Shit. Are you about to talk about your...
Peeking stores.
Yeah, I was about to say. You and your favorite person, Tekashi, and the love affair you guys have.
Yeah, that's my nigga, man.
Y'all have the ill bromance. I feel like if y'all ever met, y'all would, God. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Y'all would be hugged up in the corner.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think King would say shit to Tekashi if he's seen him in person.
I think he probably would say something.
No.
No, I just think he respects the troll in him. And
yeah,
that's it.
I don't really, I mean, I listen to his music. I got some of his songs, but it ain't no playing. Like, I ain't playing it every day type shit. He ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, like, he's not a fan of this nigga. He just fucks with the trolling. Like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
He fucks with the trolling. He was on the balcony with Trey Songz singing.
Yeah, he was. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah. First of all, I don't want to know how they ended up on the balcony together, but that was pretty different.
That shit was hilarious. Talking about they twins and shit. That bitches always say he looked like Trey Songz. I think it was dope that he actually got Trey Songz to do that shit, because he's been saying he looked like Trey Songz for a minute now, at least a couple months now. He's been saying he looked like...
Does he really think
he's
that?
He's a troll, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that he got Trey Songz to play along, I thought was pretty funny.
He rebranded himself. You got to see that shit. He basically, what he did, in my opinion, I don't know if you guys can agree with it, is, yo, somebody robbed me. I got beat up. I got what I deserved. I'm done with beef now. Bang, my jewelry came back out of nowhere. Now I'm just a troll. I got no beef for nobody. I'm just going
to
be a troll.
I mean, he's trying to rebrand himself, but let me tell you something about beef.
No.
Just because you did a marketing rebrand doesn't mean shit to the streets, my guy.
The streets, everybody thought he got what he was deserved.
No. Nobody believes that shit. And you got too much beef in the street. So even though you just got your ass beat by one person, that don't negate the beef you got with other people. They don't just say, oh, he took that L, he got his ass beat, I'm going to chop that shit up. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to walk it off. No. The streets is real. Just because you got your ass beat by somebody else don't mean I'm done with you.
We don't believe that shit, right?
Don't start beefing and act like you vegan, my nigga. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's a bar right there.
We vegetarian out here now.
That's all I'm saying about Tekashi.
That's not the life. That's not the life we represent.
Tekashi might as well be on fucking Instagram eating asparagus right now for all I fucking care, because he running scared. That's it.
All I'm saying is he already did the Listen. Brand. This is it right here. Nikki was definitely a part of the rebrand.
I don't.
And I think
she was part of it.
Nikki the best hit she's ever gotten for the last 5 years with this Fifi shit. If she don't put Fifi on the album, she's good.
That would make sense. Did you see that Drake sub, that Instagram sub, where he was like, oh, what's the name of your new song? Fifi?
Yeah. I think that was... That was Drake being Drake.
Wait. Drake actually said
something. Yeah, it was in an Instagram video. She was acting like she was saying something to him, and then he was like, oh, what's the name of your new song? Fifi? And he walked away with his hand over his mouth. Because, you know, everybody keep playing Tekashi. Like, his verse was whack. Like, even some radio stations will only play her verse. They won't play his verse. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, there's always that. I mean, what did y'all think of, did we talk about Denzel Curry? Nah, right?
Taboo.
Nah.
I didn't like that nigga shit. I'm sorry. I know you gonna like it, but I didn't like that shit.
It's, last time I listened to Denzel Curry was that Ultimate song. I am the one, that shit was fire. So I was like, yo, this thing is still making music, like he's still relevant.
That Denzel Curry.
That's a different one. That was fire.
The one he came up and said, I am the one that makes the world this on this position.
That was fire.
But
yeah. I was listening to this shit. I'm like, yo, it's not bad. I mean, the album was supposed to be three different stages of shit. So like it was Taboo. It's good. I think it's good. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. Nah, I'm gonna give it four flushes. No, not flushes, four flames. So
I think we should be able to do that now, though. Think about it, right? So we should be able to go either five flames up or five flushes down. I think that should be the new metric. That Kane just, you know what I'm saying, hit the light bulb right there. So.
See, but Kane's also going to be difficult, and then he's going to try to mix them shit one day.
3.5 flushes, and then we get two. Denzel was fire. I mean, it's you gotta be an audience. I know you. If it ain't J. Cole,
here we go.
All those people, you ain't gonna listen to it. You gotta have a.
I mean, I listened to Astroworld. I didn't say Astroworld was horrible. Like there was a couple things that I thought. I think there was one called Coffee Bean or something where it was just him and like a kind of like boom bap-ish kind of beat that I thought was tough because it was less about the beat and more about what he was saying. And he had another one where he was like, it was kind of like a guitar, but they amped it and they made it, I forget what it was called. There was a couple beats that was dope. And then it wasn't a lot about the beat. It was just more about him.
Yeah.
I think most of his album was about the fact that he had some hard shit. And then he was just talking about drugs. And you know what I'm saying? You're going to fuck with it because most of these niggas is on drugs. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, that's what it was. But I don't know. Denzel, nah.
What about, oh, matter of fact, we didn't even hear Cap. Cap, what do you think about Denzel?
let me stop. Wow. Cause it was like, I swear to God, like I was listening to this shit and it was like, yo, this kid's dope. And the next one was like, I don't know about this guy. And then I went back and forth like that the entire album. No, like every song that I played, it was like on, off, on, off, on, off. So like, he's nice. Don't get me wrong. Talented as fuck. Talented as fuck. I'm not going to judge him off of me not being, I wouldn't say astute. I wouldn't judge him off of me not hearing and knowing his sound too much. I'd have to listen to him more, but I give his album a 3.7.
All right. Well, anyway, what else? Did we talk about Mac Miller? Did we talk about that shit?
Not yet. Waiting on you.
What you think about Mac Miller? I like Mac Miller. I think I would give him like maybe like a 4. Maybe I'll give him a 4. 4 flames on that one. I think I like Mac Miller because it was chill, you know what I'm saying? He was saying some shit. He dropped little bars, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I liked it.
Ariana Grande fucked that nigga life up.
She did. She did indeed. Pussy will do that to you.
Yo, you know what's sad too?
It will.
The track list. She named a song after her husband that she's got now. She didn't even do that for Mac Miller, yo.
Damn. Wait, so they did get married that quick? I thought they was just engaged.
Nah, they married.
Damn, they got married that quick?
They married, yeah. Damn. If I was Pete Davidson, too.
I heard him. I saw him talk about it, too. He was like, I'm so happy for her, but blah, 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 some shit.
You want to see Pete Davidson? If I was Pete Davidson, too, I'd wipe that shit, too, man. Pete Davidson was like a piece of shit.
I'm saying, because I talked about this last time. That's a come up for him. You know what I'm saying? He's seen the opportunity and he took it.
I think he was dirty macking, you know? I'm not going to lie to you. I think he was dirty macking because when she went on SNL probably a year before, he probably was like, yo, Mac Miller's a piece of shit. Like, yo, what you doing with that dude? Look at me. A bunch of shit like that. Yeah, he was definitely dirty macking. Because it was too immediate after a breakup. He was waiting on the sideline. He was waiting, put the helmet on. Yeah, he put the helmet
4 minutes.
On Blade, bro. That was it.
Laces tied.
I'm happy for that nigga, though.
She's ready to go.
She's back. Yeah, ready to go. Bad, so I'm happy for that nigga. She's definitely in the top 10 baddest R&B artists right now.
I'll give her that. Yeah. I like her. I like her. She's dope. But that was just a crazy move, though. I hope she signed a prenup or something. Because if not, this
Pete
nigga.
Pete Davidson ain't leaving nowhere.
He's getting all of her moolah. It's over for that. But what y'all thought of that Nori album, though? Y'all heard that or not?
Nori was pretty
good. I didn't hear the whole thing.
I mean, it's a Nori album. It's probably better than the last couple ones he dropped. But ain't nothing better than N.O.R.E. Niggas in the run eating. But
I'll second that.
I think with the Drink Champs podcast and all that shit, the audience is probably greater for him to get that album played.
Yeah.
Like right now he's popping.
He's gonna go platinum straight off of his podcast. Literally.
I love his podcast, by the way. I love it's mad chill.
Love it.
That is a great concept. Especially he's in a great position where he could pull that off. You know what I mean? Like, if we had super industry connects and then you were doing it in person, that's some shit. Like, you bring somebody over and you talk about some shit, that's some shit. There's plenty of shit that I would love to do, like, if I had that ability, you know? Like, bring in, like, Daz, like, yo, this shit should punch our niggas in the face and y'all versus whack. You know what I mean? A bunch of shit.
You said Daz?
Daz Dillinger. Not this. I'm an old school rap nigga, man. I wanted to know what was happening during those times with that East Coast, West Coast beef, because that was a whole different mind state for niggas. Niggas thought their careers were over. Yeah, they thought their careers were over.
That was different.
When your king died Tupac and your king died Biggie, like how can you continue after that? Everybody was trying to find who's going to be king. And that's what it was. It was a race and who's going to be king because they thought it was going to continue, but obviously it didn't. But everybody was trying to be king of their coast. Yeah. Snoop dropped out of Death Row. Master P saved him. Master P got to be, shout out to Master P. Master P got to be the realest nigga alive. For you to have that gangster ability where you go to Suge and buy out Snoop's contract, and Suge not even gonna beef with you over it? Come on, man.
I was about to say, how the fuck did Snoop?
It was Master P. Master P did it.
And not die.
Master P gotta be a real gangster. And then Master P slapped Pimp C or some shit.
Ooh, I don't know.
That was
tea right
back
there.
In the day, yeah.
That
was bad, though. Master P was against the nigga. Shout that nigga out, man. Yeah.
That's why. I heard for a while Snoop couldn't go back to L.A.
Couldn't, yeah.
No, man, it had him in Louisiana for a minute.
That's Master P for you, yo. For real.
Yo, what was I about to say? Oh. Yo, you seen your boo Iggy Azalea put some shit out though?
Yeah, that's my boo, yo. She's I'm gonna try to do it quick. She's better than what she was. I think she realized that she's gotta have that Miley Cyrus appeal. And when I say that, I mean, you know how Miley Cyrus appropriated the whole entire hip hop culture where she came out, did the whole top thing. Was on rap beats, trap beats, shaking her ass. It's the same thing. Because this is not the same Iggy that came out years ago trying to bar you to death. This is somebody trying to, she's actually trying to make songs and how songs last with repetition and little bullshit bars and a dope ass beat, like songs now. You know what I mean? She's not trying to bar you to death, so that's pretty good. She's, because she wasn't really good at barring people to death. Like now she's just playing her lane. And I think she's going to do numbers. I don't think she's going to do numbers off this, because this didn't have anything that was a lead single or nothing. But I think this is a bigger plan for when she does drop an album, it'll be fire.
Yo, what was that biggest, what was that shit that happened to her when she was trying to rap or some shit or freestyle? What happened back in the day?
When was that?
Back in the day, some shit happened with her where she had said something wrong.
It was like a mumble fuck of whatever she was saying. Nobody knows what the fuck she was saying.
Yeah,
it wasn't English. It wasn't, nobody knows. And then somebody said she was using somebody else's lyrics or something. I don't know how that you could even decipher it.
That was where the shit started going down for her, because it was popping until that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ASAP Rocky needs to die, though. Give ASAP Rocky 45 flushes.
Damn.
You might have to end up. Nah, for real. The album was trash. I've been listening to it. I've been really trying to.
Yo.
No.
King, how did we even get to
He's ASAP upset. Rocky?
Nah, I was upset because I'm like, yo, this ain't the same ASAP. Nah, don't. I was like, yo, something happened. You know what I mean? Something life altering happens.
Yo, he's been doing LSD and shrooms and shit.
Nah,
together,
this ain't it. This ain't it for me. This ain't it. It's a goddamn shame, man. The guy, his rapping ability is amazing. Like these niggas, these ASAP niggas, they can rap their ass off. So when you hear the album, you're like, nah, come on. Why would you do this? You know what I mean? What's going on? Like, what's going on with your life? What psychiatrist you gotta talk to? Or something, because this ain't it. That album's a hit.
That shit that he did with Tyler the Creator was dope.
Yeah, but that's Tyler though, and I think it's who's around you. Because right now, ASAP probably did that, and everybody was like, "Yo, that's just fire. You're gonna go double platinum."
Hell no.
That's probably what his team said.
Whoever told him that lied, and he did it.
This shit is trash.
They wasn't your friends, ASAP.
I've been forcing myself to listen to this shit. Like, you know, like really forcing myself, like not even changing the track. Yeah, because I've been putting torture.
My God,
I'm torturing myself.
What happened to if you walk by something and it's trash? Do you have to wait a week to know that it's trash?
I knew it was trash. I knew it was.
Yo, she's never gonna let you live that down.
She's right though. I knew it was trash. I knew it was trash.
He circled back to make sure.
Here's the thing. I knew it was trash. I put it out, but the trash company ain't pick it up. So I sat with it for another week or two until they came in.
This nigga spun around for the encore.
It was no good. Yeah, that was sad. I'm not gonna lie.
Too many spoons. It was it wasn't meant to be.
Are we all in agreement over this Nas album being trash? Because I know you guys hold.
All right. The album was trash.
Thank you. Because I hold Nas in a high regard, and I'm listening to it. These sound like leftover beats, and they were like, "Yo, here's the beats. Send them out," and Nas. Yeah. Gave him whatever he had.
Yo, isn't he about to drop another
I think that
album?
Was the real album. I think this was just...
Wait, he's about to drop another album, you said?
Yeah, the real album.
Yeah, supposedly he's about to drop another album. And this is what I'm saying. This is why I'm like, okay, so why did you do that?
I think it was all masterful idea of Kanye. Kanye tried to sabotage Drake the best that he could.
My nigga, that is... Hold on, first of all.
I don't even understand how that would make sense.
First of all, that is way too much planning.
I think so. How else?
You know what I'm saying? My nigga, no. That means you're telling me that he went in the studio. and made 35 beats. 35.
In the interview.
Just to put them on 5 albums so that Drake what?
And he clearly said in an interview that he was threatened by Drake. In the interview that,
I mean, anyone who's at the top is threatened by somebody else.
Why would you be threatened? That's competition. That's not competition. You have your audience. Your audience is always going to be true to you, no matter what. As long as you're true to yourself. Yeah. As long as you're true to yourself, your audience will always be true with you.
Right. Your audience. But at the end of the day, if you want to make more money, you got to get a bigger audience.
Kanye had the biggest.
That's it. That's the only way you make more money is getting more fans.
Kanye got the biggest audience when Kanye went and said, "Yo, slavery was a choice," and people are like, "Yo, that's just Kanye being Kanye." You know, any other artist that went up there and said slavery is a choice, it'll be crazy. If Vince Staples went up there and said that, and you know Vince Staples talks that shit, shout out to Vince Staples too, because that nigga, his last album was trash, but the first one was fire. Yeah.
Who's Vince Staples?
You don't listen to Vince Staples?
What? This nigga, who is Vince Staples?
Cap, don't lie to me. Don't do this.
No.
Give that nigga, Cap me the flush. Cap me the flush. What?
What just happened? Okay.
Nah.
Yo,
every time Cap talks now for this whole podcast, he need flushes right behind him. Nah, there's no way.
Did that just happen? That just happened. Okay. All right. We're just going to have to send you some links later.
Who was Vince Staples?
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened. He's been down south too long.
Two,
I don't know.
Three, four. Five. My nigga, hold on. How this nigga got 5 albums?
Oh.
My nigga been dropping albums since 2014. What the fuck?
Do yourself a favor. I think the best one to me was a summer.
Nigga produced by No ID. Okay.
Summertime 06, I think the album was. The double disc. That was a fire. That was a fire album. That was crazy. Mm. Wow. You listen to Common, right?
Of course. Who doesn't
listen
to Common?
You heard Nobody Smiling, the album? I know you did.
Nobody
Hold on. Give this nigga another flush.
No. I don't know.
Kingdom was on that shit. Yes.
Kingdom, yeah.
Yes. And Black Magic, I remember.
Hold on.
Nobody Smiling.
Came out a couple years ago. Yeah.
Nobody.
It was down. After that Dreamers and Believers shit.
I mean, that was after that.
I like Dreamers and Believers too. I like Common. I just feel like he's underrated.
This nigga Cap on a rap podcast. I don't even know it.
Yo. This is the first time. I'm surprised, actually.
Damn, kid.
Yo, no. To be honest with you, I did not know. I've heard of Vince Staples for a long time, and I just never went to check.
Yeah.
I just never want to check. And I ain't got nobody talking to me about it.
That's the thing,
you know
too. You got to find... It's got to be... There's an audience for every art. But,
Not to shit on him, but I'm saying, like, the people around me wasn't talking about it. Just that simple. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you not... This is how it is. Like, I was trying to explain to somebody the other day. Like, somebody was saying, oh, Pusha T ain't shit. Drake is better. So Drake won the whatever over Pusha T. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. Because, you know, his argument was, oh, Pusha T after this is going to go back and no one's going to really do anything. I'm like, but you haven't been checking for him. He said, but if I have to check for him, that's the problem. And I'm like, well, see, that's the thing. Drake is at the top of the game right now. So anything he puts out is going to get seen, good or bad. Not everything Drake puts out is amazing. You know what I'm saying? But because of his stature, everything he puts out is heard and known about. You know what I'm saying? If you're not up there, the chances of everybody hearing your good or bad stuff is very slim. You know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with your talent. It's just exposure. You know what I'm saying? Where people are in the game has nothing to do with talent. It's all about exposure. The fact that Travis Scott can get crazy plays and album sales over somebody like J. Cole is clearly, you know what I'm saying, about exposure more than anything else, especially because J. Cole doesn't really, you know, promote himself at this point. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, that's just really what it is. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've heard him before, and that's on me. But I'm going to have to check him out because anybody that's on Def Jam, they ain't on Def Jam for no reason.
Def Jam? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Def Jam don't really... Now that I see the picture, I definitely seen it before. That's crazy.
Yeah, but let's get to the main topic that I wanted to get to. You guys heard that new Apollo?
Word. Yeah, the new Apollo.
I think it's in here that.
You're going to have to play that.
You're going to have to, put that at the end.
You're going to have to play that.
Yeah, you gotta send it to me so I can put it on there.
It was good to hear. You know what I mean? I've been
my people, my lovely.
I've been listening to Apollo here and there. I don't check for him. You know what I mean? But when I do, it was good. I don't check.
You're
for
saying,
him.
You're
but,
saying,
I mean, when you send it, when you send it, I'm like, yo, this is not bad. No. You know what I mean? Like, I do. Truthfully, I'm like, you know what? I'm surprised I don't see you on my television screen. Because you do have, no, you have the ability. You have the ability, you got the bars, you got the cadence, you got everything that fits a rapper. So, it's.
Well, I'm glad you don't check for me because I ain't been putting shit up recently. So, you'd have been disappointed if you did check. But, I appreciate the honesty. Nah, but real talk, It's the track that I dropped. It has a bunch of tracks, a part of a bunch of tracks that were supposed to come out as a project that didn't happen. So Voltron fell apart, and I'm going to take each piece, and I'm going to just put it out a certain parts and times. You know what I'm saying? Attach it probably a little.
So what's the plan? You dropping a mixtape, EP?
No, I'm right now I'm just dropping singles, no joints until the project that I'm working on is complete, which I'm not at liberty to say is going on production wise, but you know, we shall see.
That sounds good. You're gonna be on Spotify or iTunes and shit.
That's the plan. That is the plan. That is the plan, man. So, yeah. But there's also a lot of other things going on. So, you know, that's also just something that I'm just doing right now. Because, you know, like you said, I say this to myself all the time. If I really put the work in, I could really do it. But then also at the same time, is, you know, with the, you know, I just became a father recently. So it's like a whole new
experience,
and at the same time, it's something that as you'll hear in the song, I'm using to help develop my artistry. So I'm not rushing the process because I'm learning every day. So you know what I mean. So you know what I mean. It's gonna be fun. You'll be able to walk with me through the journey when the project fully
comes
out.
That's yeah, tough.
I'm gonna drop a mixtape too. Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
Oh Lord Jesus, what you calling it this time?
Yeah, that's. I told you the name has always been the same.
Well, I thought you was about to change it. You know what I'm saying? I won't drop it.
Yeah, Sun the Moods? Name has always been the same. Sun Moods.
Oh.
The name is always the cover. I think the cover, the last one I sent you. I think that's the final cover too.
I'm still waiting for the material, but we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta go. I got things to do. I'm gonna do it. Summer 2019 is out. Trust me.
Oh yeah.
This guy is hilarious. Be on the lookout at Apollo Reed _ APOLLORED _ on my Instagram. I will be releasing, you know, a short little video. Nothing like video, it's like an audio video, you know what I mean, with the song. Just to keep the song, you know, the sound going, because I know a lot of people haven't heard it, because a lot of people don't like going to links. Like if I can't hear it right
that's
now,
true.
I ain't listening to it. So you know, this is for the lazy people. You know what I mean, you just click on the screen and it'll play for you. So there you go.
We're
gonna look out for that.
I think that was it. For me, was it Music Monday?
Huh?
This Music Monday, right?
I guess maybe possibly depending. You know what I'm saying? It might be. Well, yeah.
It might be Music Friday.
Shit, this is music week. This shit is all the days in the week mixed in one.
That is true.
Because we were supposed to link.
But yeah, that's all I got for y'all. Y'all got something else? Or I can take my ass a bit.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to send a shout out. Not a shout out, but I know since y'all didn't listen, I took a listen to the internet. Hive Mind.
Word.
Dope album. Y'all got to go check that out. Once again, the internet. Hive Mind is dope. It sounds a lot like the song. I'm just kidding. Nah, real talk though. I'm giving that album. I really fuck with the internet, so I really give biased opinion when it comes to them. But I'm giving it like 4.5.
I like them. I really like them. I like that kid that produces their beats too. He did that baby. I want some of your love. What's his name? The one that he makes his beats sometimes on his iPhone and his and like his guitar. What is his name? I think his hold on. What's his Steve Lacy? There you go. He's part of it. He's part of
Steve Lacy. He's dope. Okay. Steve Lacy. Damn. What's the members' names? It's Steve Lacy, obviously. Sid.
What's the girl's name? Hold on. Okay.
That's it, the kid.
Yeah, I don't know nobody's name. Yeah. I just love their music. This is the bad part. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know their faces. That's horrible. That's probably really bad.
No. That's not bad. That's why when you said Steve Lacy, I remember because I put face to the name after you said it.
Oh, but, it's Matt.
The main
is
the,
Matt and Lacey, and I think some dude's name's Chris, and I think that's it. No, and there's another dude. What's his name? I don't know. but they are dope though.
But yeah, everybody knows of Sid the Kid, of course.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the girl because she's, of course, the more popular one. She dropped her album.
Did I say Patrick already? Patrick Page?
No, you said Matt.
Patrick Page, too. I think so.
Patrick Page. Is that the black dude?
Black dude. They're all black.
Are they all black? Look at my
thing. Is that the which one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, nah, they're all dope. I like them. I like their sound. I like their vibe. I like their last album too that they had put out. I used to just jam to yeah. that. But when Steve Lacy put that little "I Want Some of Your Love" shit by himself, I thought that was dope.
Finn was dope.
Who?
The album from what's her name? Sid the Kid. Oh. Her album Finn. That was dope. Her album was dope. Honestly, I let that shit play from front to back.
You know you enjoyed it. No skips.
That shit, no skips. Sometimes I would look. I'd be like, "Damn, it's just ending already." And the last shit on the album, some shit with her and Black, and do with the six is mm-hmm. a B. Mm-hmm. Dope fucking song. Dope fucking song. Yeah, man. They put out they really talented artists over there on the other side of the
country. Yeah,
I think they're all from Cali.
Burberry, said that whenever you're ready to do that interview, he's waiting on you. I mean, you could edit this out, but he's waiting on you.
Yo. Why? Dude, why does nigga try her like that? Yo, you are bold.
He's such an asshole. Why you gotta do dirty like that, son?
Nah,
bro,
not me.
Yo, first off, we really gotta stop, because sooner or later he's gonna pick up on it, and I don't want to be involved.
I hope
shit,
I don't forget to edit this.
If he sends any bars at me,
oh my god, she's gonna forget to edit this.
You know what? Who says this shit? Oh. Listen, I'm gonna have to make sure I go through this. I'm gonna have to make sure.
Nigga, oh my god, please don't put this on. I'm like, I'm going straight to the end. I'm doing that first play. I'm going straight to the end, nigga. That shit gone.
You don't want no candy bars aimed at you, Cap?
He no, got bars.
Please,
got
no, bars. I don't need none of that. Yo, Kane, please.
Kane was in the background in the bathroom right
now.
What was it?
Nah.
Laughing, just laughing, like with a giggle.
They was in the back cave. Kane is a nigga.
Kane is a demon on the left shoulder, just giggling. Man. Just giggling.
Nah, but he said it was good to interview though, Britt. Like, he waiting on you.
When did he say this? You need to stop talking to this man.
Yo, he hit me up. He said, yo, he's waiting on the interview. He hit me up a messenger. He said he got going up with one of them. And then he wants you to...
That's
what he said. He said he got...
Pulling up to her crib and coming to the door like, nigga, why are you here?
He's ready, yo.
Yo, Kane sent me. He said to be here.
Yo, he gave me your address. Yo,
son, I was so mad. I was so tired. Yo. Son, I'm not answering the door no more.
Yo. First of all, she's gonna look good. That shit was like, oh nah. The dog gonna be barking. He's gonna be like, nah.
He waiting on you.
Oh,
man. I'm gonna have to edit this right now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. Come on, let's end it off. How we end it off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanna thank y'all for joining us on the Royal Flush tonight. Very much. What did I just say? Oh. Damn.
Who is it? I still can't believe this nigga Cap don't even know Vince Staples is.
Who is that? Apparently.
Fush that nigga, Cap.
Yo, I'm never gonna forget this moment, yo. When I have a chance to flush, oh man, I'm going hard on King. Oh my God. This nigga roasted me.
You over, you. Okay, he made
yo,
sure.
Yo, but I said,
he made sure you were.
I give you no flushes in the song. Nah, fuck that. Yeah, that song's four flushes.
Nigga, not even three and a half.
Damn.
God damn, nigga.
I have the one.
No, no. You could have seen it back up. Yo, I've had enough.
Oh, nah.
Oh, my God.
All jokes aside, though, I hope that mixtape and everything goes out good for you, though.
Nah, real talk, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm gonna drop some new other shit too. Yeah, man. All the shits I'm gonna drop, they don't sound anything alike, which is good. So
I'm just waiting to drop my mixtape. Watch.
Listen, I need the feature.
I got you.
I need the feature. And the name of the song is gonna be called Send
Nigga, he gonna have on the track.
Nah, oh man, we trying to edit this shit up. We trying to edit this shit out. Wow. Yo.
I was not ready for that shit.
Yo, I'm a segways you're gonna have to do for this fucking podcast.
Yo, how long is this?
I was not ready. I was not ready, yo. Oh shit, that was crazy.
Oh man, that's
crazy. Damn, just this you have.
How the fuck are you gonna segue that? You're gonna have to bleep that out of somewhere. There's no way you can segue that.
Yo. Leap, nigga, leave niggas anonymous. They gonna be tight. Yo, what are you talking about? I'm gonna start doing that on my track. Start name it, man. Niggas just work them shit out. Niggas gonna become huge.
I'm dead ass gonna leave that shit in there. Oh. Y'all gotta get on the phone with y'all. I'm done.
Yeah, it's too late. I'm out.
Wait, hold on. I gotta close it.
We were trying to do a closer before, now we gotta do another closer.
Okay, we're good.
Oh, shit.
Alright. Yo. Alright.
Oh,
alright, yo. I just want to thank y'all for joining us.
Damn.
It's because he breathed out like that. Stop breathing. Don't breathe. Okay.
Oh my God.
Thank you. All right, I wanted to thank y'all for joining us on The Royal Flush. You already know who it is. It's Burberry Brit, and you can find me on Instagram at B-U-R. Yo, I can't even. Yo, there's tears in my eyes. Like, I can't even.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh my God.
All right,
yo. Did you get it out? We gotta get it out.
All right, hold on. I gotta shake it out.
Oh shit.
All right. All right. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know, it's been The Royal Flush, and it's Burberry Brit. All right.
said it's been the royal flush.
That's without the royal flush?
Yeah. I think you can do the...
She said it's been.
Okay, hold up. What do I usually say? Now I'm fucked up.
She had to segue the whole fucking 40 minutes.
Shit. Well, thank you for joining us on the Royal Flush. As you already know, it's very, very great. Follow me on Instagram at BURB3RY_BRIT. Apollo, where can they find you?
Yo, you can find me at Apollo Reed _ That's APOLLOREED_. That's on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yo, send moods 2019.
You ain't gonna say your Instagram name?
That's it. Send moves. That's all you need to know.
Oh, nah.
When it drop, it drop.
I can't wait to see the feature list on this.
Nah, it's only gonna be, I'm only right now, only working with one feature, and that is you, sir. Right now, that's all that's on the docket right as of right now.
Yo, don't get me started. Yo, I can't even, listen.
We're gonna have to do the fucking closing one more fucking time.
Don't even get me started. Listen, Cap, introduce your track so we can go. What's the name of your track? What we about to listen to before we leave?
Yo, this is... Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all. Almost stabbed myself. This is my track. It's called Cry Oceans by Paula Reed. It's a little insight of just not my life, but everybody's life who's probably black and around 20 to 30 years old in this society. Dope track. Touches a whole lot of points.
Give it like 10 flushes when you're done.
Oh. I'm done with y'all.
You gotta respect it.
But anyway, have a good night, y'all. Thank you for joining us.
Later.
Think about all the things around us. And I came to the realization that sometimes you just gotta let it out, man. It's all good if you gotta cry, you dig? A young man with thoughts and dreams of the lost. He struggles daily in his mind, cause now it's by any cost. You gotta feed your family. We don't wanna hear that daddy story again. It's all by design. You hate that he wasn't there, but from his point of view, he was a free man. Not mentally, but you understand it. You blessed with the responsibility that he took for granted. Feeling like the holidays with this gift you was granted. I promise I'll be here to teach you things that you should know as a youth. In a world full of lies, you gotta live through your truth. Stick to the code like a bond of glue. And cause of pigmentation, you gotta live through defensive lenses. This food for thought is more like an expensive dinner. You got your feet wet, but now you just a drenched beginner. A begging sinner in the dead of winter. Used to spit facts, now you a dead printer. I see my black sons and start to cry ocean. Yeah. I see the state of this world and my country, I cry oceans. Don't always focus on money and fly girls, I cry oceans. Yeah. Cause they don't have an idea of the pain, I cry oceans. Praying these cops don't leave my kids slain, I cry. And you never know which friend is real. Friendships on a day-to-day basis. Writing lyrics in my phone, I'm trying to save paper. Serve the masses with this food for thought. I call it brain catering to those who need it. Who move like paraplegics. No disrespect, I just say it so they can see it. Cause I done lost some friends over petty shit. I guess they was gassed off some Getty shit. Roll that shit off my shoulder, that's a steady flip. They'll leave you high and dry, careful who you build your fetty with. Flying in the sky, I'll never take a dip. In the drama, roll a J, then I let it rip. Like Detroit and O4, send them snakes home. You'll see the real when shit get real. Just have your brakes ready when you need to slow it down. Never have your chase on, just let them crash. And it's okay if you just gotta cry oceans. I see the state of this world and my country, I cry oceans. Don't always focus on money and fly girls, I cry oceans. Yeah. They don't have an idea.
idea of the pain I cry ocean. Praying these cops don't leave my kids slain, I cry. How you doing, officer? Is there a reason why you pulled me over today? I just wanna see my fam, don't let it spray. Oh, it's just a taillight out? My bad, hope you understand. Here's my license and my registration, Sheriff Dan. Guess that didn't go as planned, cause he handed it back, said have a good night. He figured cause of my skin that I would put up a fight. Shook my hand before he walked away, I swear on my sight. I bet you if I started cussing, he would've reached for the toolie and pop. Me and my pit bull, shit would've been a movie. It would've been another hashtag, or maybe not. Nobody around with they phone, it's me and the cop. He would've painted a picture like Michelangelo, giving him about 100 reasons to let the cannon blow. And everybody would know that it's a lie. The thought alone got me bugging. It's hard for me not to cry ocean. Damn. I see the state of this world and my country, I cry ocean. Don't always focus on money and fly girls, I cry ocean. Yeah.
Cause they don't have an idea of the pain, I cry.